Yep.
All right. I call to order the Committee on Government Operations at 3:07 p.m. in the Joe Kelly Student Union President's Conference Room on April 4th, 2018. Moving to Agenda Item 2, roll call.
Senator Billman?
Present.
Senator Flangus?
Present.
Senator Ma?
Present.
Senator Mall?
Present.
Senator Martinez?
Present.
Senator J. Smith?
Absence excused.
Senator S. Smith?
Present.
Senator Stopka?
Absence excused.
Senator Thummel?
Present. All right, we'll move into Agenda Item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right, seeing none, we'll move into Agenda Item 4, minutes. We do not have February 7th minutes, but we do have the rest.
March 16th.
So I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from February 23rd, 2018. Senator Bowman?
I move to approve the minutes from February 23rd, 2018, through unanimous consent.
Any dissent to the motion? All right, seeing none, motion carries. Seeking motion to approve the minutes from February 16th, 2018. Senator Martinez?
I move to approve the minutes from February 16th, 2018, through unanimous consent.
Any dissent? All right. Seeking a motion to approve the minutes from March 9th, 2018. Senator S. Smith?
I move to approve the minutes from March
9th, 2018,
through unanimous consent.
Any dissent to the motion? Perfect. And you said we're missing 16, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Seeking a motion to approve the minutes from March 30th, 2018. Senator Bowman?
I move to approve the minutes from March 30th, 2018, through unanimous consent.
Any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. We'll move into Agenda Item 6, New Business, Subsection A. Seeking a motion to favorably recommend Senate Binding Resolution 85, a binding resolution to amend the 85th session rules of the Senate. Senator Bowman?
I move to favorably recommend Senate Bill 85, or Senate Binding Resolution 85, the binding resolution to amend the 85th session rules of the Senate.
Is there a second? Senator Mall?
Second.
All right. This one's really straightforward. It's just what I was talking about at our meeting we had on Wednesday. It's just adding to the special committees to public affairs that they work with on campus and public relations. Senator Plankus?
It says, be it amended to read that this committee shall liaison with. Liaison is not a verb.
Do we want to change the wording to that?
Yes.
Hang on one second. All right, I can't make the amendment, so.
From line 9 on page 1 through line 2 on page 2 to say, be amended to read, quote, this committee shall collaborate with the Director of Campus and Public Relations to establish and execute an annual strategic plan for outreach to the K-12 system.
Senator Mall,
second.
Any discussion on the amendment? All right, seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving the amendment, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right, the amendment passes. Now we'll move back into discussion on the binding resolution as a whole. Is there any further discussion? All right, seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of favorably recommending Senate Binding Resolution 85, a binding resolution to amend the 85th session rules of the Senate, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right, seeing none, motion passes. We'll move into Agenda Item B. I'm seeking a motion to favorably recommend Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the duties of the President, Vice President, and Speaker of the Senate. Senator Bowman?
I move to favorably recommend Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the duties of the President, Vice President, and Speaker of the Senate.
Is there a second? Senator Smith?
Second.
All right. This one also is pretty straightforward. It's just adding on to all three of them that they have to serve on the University Leadership Alliance. the new committee that is made up of Senate, GSA, the Faculty Senate, and Staff Council. I believe that was the fourth one. Just pretty straightforward. It's just ensuring that we have people that are going to be attending consistently. Are there any questions? Senator Smith?
It's just a clerical error for the secretaries. On page 2, line 1, the quotation in front of 2 backwards.
Oh.
Interesting.
Fun agendizing from our last meeting. A lot of legislation.
You're good.
You guys, secretaries, you guys can fix that though, right?
Yes.
All right. Is there any further discussion? All right. Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of favorably recommending Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the duties of the President, Vice President, and Speaker of the Senate, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right. Seeing none, motion passes. Director Desimera said he'd be late. Can you specify how late? I'm going to text him and see where he's at, so just bear with me one sec. Item 6C, I am seeking a motion to favorably recommend Senate binding resolution, the binding resolution to modify the club support funding manual. Senator Smith?
I move to favorably recommend Senate binding resolution, a binding resolution to modify the club support funding manual through unanimous consent.
Let's get a second one out.
Okay. Not through unanimous consent.
Is there a second? Senator Maul?
Second.
All right. The first thing I'm going to do, this was my bad when I was agendizing, I did not include all of the whereas clauses that are listed here. So these are the ones that were sent to me by Director Desimera, so just so the legislation is accurate, I'm going to move to amend to substitute, just so the one that we use in discuss the Senate will include all of these. So that being said, I'm seeking a motion to amend Senate binding resolution, 85 binding resolution to modify the club support funding manual to substitute by substitution with Senate binding resolution 85, a binding resolution to modify the club support funding manual 2.0, we'll call it. Because that's it, right? This is the one right here, which has all the whereas clauses.
What are the new ones?
They're these ones. I only included the first two. There were just more that I forgot to add. And Director Desimera can speak on them too if there's.
I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, so a lot of that is actually modeled, or when I wrote the whereas clauses, a lot of that was modeled based on a former Senator Jacoby's edit in the 84th session of the Club Support Funding Policy Manual. So a lot of that is just talking about why a club support funding policy manual is necessary, the specific changes. The third whereas clause talks about the specific list of the changes that we would have for this manual. Another whereas clause talks about how we established this system last year, and it was a complete revamp of the funding policy manual this year, but having implemented this year, we felt that there were things that we needed to change and edit because of implementing the new system. And you know, you always learn new things along the way, and you'll really see every single problem until you fully implement it. So that's really the purpose of this big edit.
Are there any further questions for Director Desimera at this time?
Don't move to amend.
Yeah. Just when you amend it, like the same title, say like 2.0,
yeah. So I move to amend by substitution a binding resolution to modify, Senate Bill 85, or Senate Binding Resolution 85, the binding resolution to modify the club support funding manual with, like, substitution with Senate Binding Resolution 85. A binding resolution to modify the club support funding manual 2.0.
Is there a mall? Is there Is there any discussion on the substitution? All right, seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving the substitution, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right, seeing none, the amendment passes. So now we're going to be, so now this is how it looks. Everything's in there, everything's up to date. Is there any more, Director Desimero, that you want to talk about the manual, about the changes, or?
A lot of them are really specifics, and you guys did attach the addendum, so I didn't know if you guys had questions about anything specific or what, you know, like what specific changes we need to pass and why. I'll let you guys lead the conversation, just because I'm not really sure where to start with it.
Are there any questions for Director Desimero? Not at all.
A lot of it is the addition of new definitions. So last year during the change, we realized that we didn't outline a definition for community service, for example, and that's one of our tiers. So that sort of this change sort of fills in gaps like that. In addition, we added a new tier. So for those of you guys who were on campus 2 years ago, we used to have a number tier system where we split the on-campus tier between on-campus events for all students and on-campus events that are sort of closed, so they're like for a specific group. Last year, we sort of combined both of those on-campus tiers into one again. But given the discussion that we had with professional staff as well as the implementation of the new system, we decided to bring back closed event tier. And it's called the on-campus group specific tier now. This current year's on-campus tier is now gonna be an on-campus for all students. So we're sort of reverting back into the old system, into the old system before the 84th session. But instead, we're making it sort of more digestible for people to take in. And we also integrated the new system into it as well. Before, community service used to be split, but now with this new change, they'll actually be together, and there won't be it'll still be double what it was before the 84th sessions changed. In addition, we decided to do some things that we like to call, more customer service friendly, in the sense that before there were caps on emergency tier, now we don't have any. We don't have any specific caps on emergencies here aside from the regular tier caps. So before, for example, I can just give a theoretical number. So on campus would be 6,000, and emergency would limit that to something like 2,000, 3,000. And we felt that if it was actually an emergency, why would we be limiting them access to that money? Why don't they just have the regular access to the tier? Because we have to make a decision on whether it's an emergency anyway. So we figured, okay, let's just get rid of the tier caps on emergency. In addition, there's a few specific, modern issues with that have been brought up with regards to electronic payment method that's not allowed by the Board of Regents. So any account that's tied to the Board of Regents, they need to be able to effectively track and document those transactions. And you can't really do that if, for example, a club member is using Venmo and Venmoing that money to their personal account. These clubs are technically entities under the Board of Regents, so they would have to follow that same rule, unless they're tied to a national organization. And so, we wanted to define that in the manual and stuff like that. In addition to just changing positions, so in the procedures manual we did this, but we changed Club Support Funding Manager to Assistant Director to reflect this year's new organizational structure. And just clarifying something. That's pretty much the bulk of the changes. It's nothing as big as the 84th sessions change, but it's still something that's gonna change the system for next year.
Are there any questions for Director Desimero? I guess I have one. In regards to the emergency funding, so the way that works is they can apply for any tier, like on campus or off campus, they can use it as an emergency so they can get the funding right away. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so essentially, we have funding hearings,
right?
Five of them throughout the year, mm-hmm. And at those hearings, we only hear on-campus, off-campus, travel, and service, right?
Right.
And operations is heard weekly. Those four essentially they can only be heard at those five hearings, unless, of course, you know, there's like a mishap or impairment or mishap that's not the club's fault, we'll make adjustments. However, with emergency, if a club is a legitimate emergency happening or in a situation that's out of their control, they can request outside of that hearing and have it be heard at a regular operations hearing. And that's the purpose of emergency.
So it basically functions like the operations one.
Yeah,
the operations,
exactly.
You can request at any time, right?
Yeah, and then it'll be heard at the next available meeting.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Dr. B?
Right, so say the business student council didn't go to club support funding, and then it's in the time period where they'd be able to spend that money, and all of a sudden they hear this famous business guru is coming into town, and for $4,000 they can bring them cannabis. They could apply for emergency funding because there was no record of that individual being in town at that time, mm-hmm. and they managed to get a deal last minute because they were coming for something else. So then the club commission would say, wow, this was really out of your control, we'll let you access those funds at that time.
Yeah, and sometimes more severe emergencies sort of happen with regards to total venue changes and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So that's, we want to make space for that, essentially.
Senator Flanagan?
Can you clarify one more time? I didn't quite understand how Venmo doesn't work. Can you just say it one more time?
So, essentially, the club accounts are tied to Central Station, right?
Yes.
And basically, all of these accounts that are affiliated with the university, they're tied to the Board of Regents. And there's a Board of Regents policy that says, the Board of Regents wants to keep track of all of the transactions that are going through, you know, a university entity. These clubs and organizations are connected to the university, and you can't really, with an electronic payment, for example, with Venmo, that what would happen is that would be going to, for example, like a member will collect the Venmo and then it'll go to their personal account, mm-hmm. but then there's an expectation they're going to try to take that money and put it in the club account. But that's a little sketchy, for lack of a better word. Dr. B can explain a little bit more in detail with it as well.
So the Regents made this because when the club commission recognizes a club, they're actually part of the university.
Yeah.
They use the university's tax ID. So the Board of Regents said, unless you're tied to the national, right? So say you're in a fraternity that has a house on campus, that money's not going to come through Central Station. It's not club money, you know what I mean? But the university knows that there's a national organization that's watching over that money, right? They don't want a rifle club to start up and all of a sudden they're Venmoing money and then they go out and buy a bunch of bullets, right? Because it's illegal but it's against policy to buy bullets. So if we have a rifle club, we don't right now, they're with athletics, but if we have a rifle club and they want to buy bullets, then we need to get special compensation. Those bullets need to be tracked and they need to be housed in a safe place on campus. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they just want to make sure the policy is being followed, right? And if you have 300 clubs running around Venmoing, you know, each other money, the university has no idea where the university tied to money is happening.
Yeah.
So it's for accountability.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of favorably recommending Senate Binding Resolution 85, a binding resolution to modify the club support funding manual, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Alright. Seeing none, motion passes. We'll move into subsection D, Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the SAS for clubs and organizations. Senator Ma or Director Desimera, if one of you guys want to speak on this one, please. Seek your motion to favorably recommend. Senator Bowman?
I move to favorably recommend Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the SAS for clubs and organizations.
Is there a second? Senator Mall?
Second.
All right. Moving to discussion, Senator Mock.
I can go through the changes. I'll just go through the addendum. Or the changes that were made. There is just some syntactical changes I made that I didn't include. Like in section 2 mission, we just added a issue and recognize in front of clubs and organizations. And then let's see here, then the main additions were section 3, part C, lines, I believe it is 4 and 5. to ensure consistent progress and request weekly updates for all department projects and initiatives to clubs and orgs, just to maintain consistent communication and accountability on projects. And then next line, the line after the next line, to act as a liaison between the department and the Senate of the HUN, for changes to governing documents, department projects and initiatives requiring legislation, just to maintain communication with clubs and orgs and Senate to update the SAS as needed as the position grows and changes. And then, let's see. And then, yeah, and then the next, the last, or second to last main addition was section 7, a part C for service and community outreach commissioner duties. Basically aligned to connect clubs and orgs and their coalition to Reno Tahoe nonprofit organizations through methods like meetings, programming, and outreach. And so, yeah, basically for that one, for the service and community, for the service and community outreach commissioner, just to connect with those clubs and organizations with the community, to just bring the community closer together and working on things. And then last line is section 8. A line was added at the end. Club commission reserves the right to make final decisions regarding club recognition status for all clubs and organizations under their purview. Just to give the club commission a final say in the recognition status, just in case there's like any discrepancies or anything. So that is all.
Yes, Dr. B.
So for the connected community, I think everyone just to think about, right now we have a position that does that full time, Chris Partridge. And so I prefer if they work through Chris first, because he's already went out and made those connections, right?
Oh, yeah.
If multiple people from the university start calling all the community partners, they're going to start thinking about, well, who's our contact?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and the big thing with that is that this is actually, that line was actually a project that Commissioner McNeil, who's a service community outreach commissioner, has been doing, and she has reached out to Chris Partridge.
Okay.
I would definitely be open to adding a line. I don't know how formal it would be to include position titles and all of that stuff into the SAS, but that would be something I'm definitely open to, and I think that's a really good idea.
I would put work with the Center for Student Engagement too.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be perfect. That's wide open. They could work with me or Amy or whatever was going on.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. In addition, also, some of the changes that I mentioned. So, as you guys know, early in the first half of, or the first half of the SAS changes, what happened earlier in the year, they were as a result of just, you know, updating positions and stuff. But the second half was really focused on aligning it with our department procedures manual, in addition to adding a few just key changes and recommendations from professional staff. For my duties for director, I believe the addition for the projects and initiatives thing is because it's never been outlined in the SAS that there should be projects in the department. And this year was a really, really big step in actually defining projects, because last year there were commissioners only had around one project each, and it was sort of just at the director's discretion whether or not there would be projects at all in the department. But now with the success of what happened this year and the ability that we were able to move forward and act as a department aside from just being gatekeepers to club support funding, we felt that it was in our best interest to include that into the SAS changes. In addition to the coalition-specific roles, sports and recreation commissioner duties were also actually included in there, because they run sports council, and that's outlined in our department procedures manual, but not in the SAS. And that's a required duty no matter what. So I want to make sure that future senators hold the sports and rec commissioner as well as the service community outreach commissioner accountable to those specific duties.
Are there any further questions? Senator Plungis?
If we needed to, we need to amend the addendum, right, to include the Center for Student Engagement? Yes, we need to amend that. Yes, we need to amend it. All right, second. Okay, I got it. Give me again.
Senator Plungis?
Okay. I move to amend Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the stats for clubs and organizations, addendum A, section 7, subsection C1, to read, the Commissioner for the Service and Community Outreach Coalition shall work with the Center for Student Engagement to connect clubs and organizations in their coalition to the Reno Taco nonprofit organizations through media, including, but not limited to, meetings, programs, and outreach.
Wow. Is there a second to the amendment? Senator Smith?
Second.
All right, discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, moving to a vote. All those in favor of approving the amendment, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right, seeing none, amendment passes. Is there any further discussion on the legislation? All right, seeing none, we'll go into a vote. All those in favor of favorably recommending Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the SAS for clubs and organizations, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Oh, wait. Sorry.
Senator Flynn.
I apologize. James, is the last meeting. Can we go back into the discussion of the bill?
Moving back into discussion of the bill.
So what had happened was in the bill, on the actual bill on lines 5 and 7, it says where lines were added. Is that a clerical error or does that need to be amended?
That's clerical.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Never mind. We're good.
That's what we moved back into discussion for.
It's illiterate, but it's fine. Okay, we're good.
I don't know how that happened twice.
Let's go for round two.
I really don't know.
All those in favor of approving Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the SAS for clubs and organizations, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion passes. That's how it's done. All right. Moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? None. All right. Seeing none, I'm moving to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn the meeting of the best committee ever at 3:34 p.m.
That's really cute.
Best committee ever. Thank you so much, Jared, for coming. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Hey, Jared, did you understand my email?